Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Our topic for today is jealousy at work. And I think there's two sides to this. You may have staff that's jealous of you, or you may be jealous of somebody else. So jealousy and envy, I think they're kind of similar. It does go on in the workplace, so we thought we would talk about that.
Yes. Nice light topic for overtime.
We like those.
We like the meaty topics. So I was thinking, I just jotted down some things that someone may be jealous of. I think the very often what happens is it could be a boss, it could be a coworker, it could be someone who reports to you. But here are just a few ideas, and Kathy, I'm sure you have many more. A coworker could be jealous of your visibility. A boss could be jealous of your visibility. Others could be jealous of your success. Someone could be jealous of your personal success. Someone could be jealous of your income. Someone could be jealous of your likability, especially if you are the more likable and you've got a boss who's less likable. That can be problematic over time. And someone could be jealous of your ability to promote your own work. I've seen that quite, or you may be jealous of someone else's ability to promote their own work.
Yeah, I also think we can get jealous of other people getting public praise.
Yes.
You can see when there's praise how many people get, you know, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That just happened to a client of mine. Half the room was uncomfortable. And promotions cause problems also.
So what do you do if someone is jealous of you? If you realize that someone is jealous of you, how do you handle it?
I mean, I think this is a real thing that happens.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what I do just sort of on an intuitive level is I just pull back and play it down. Because I mean, I understand that, and it happens to me too. So that's, you get over it too. You know, you work through it with yourself. Like, you know, I think when it's important when you do feel jealousy to step back and say, well, wait a minute, what did they do that I could do?
Right.
You know, okay, now I know I want that. I didn't really know I wanted that. So how can I get it?
Right.
Without hurting them, get it on my own merit.
It's interesting you say that, because I think one of the things that happens sometimes is when someone has, say, great success in some area and you think I deserve that, but there's maybe another part of you that's not sure that you'd ever get it. You know, like if you're confident that I could have that too, then I don't think the feelings of jealousy would be so intense. So there's sort of a, almost like a feeling of being deprived of something. They've got something that I want and I've been deprived of. Because I was thinking there's a saying, you know, if you point one finger towards someone, you've got three fingers pointing towards you.
That is so true.
Yeah. So, like, if you say, oh, God, they're such an attention-seeking person, right? And what you really want probably is more attention.
Yeah.
That you're jealous of something you really want.
Wow.
Yeah. And
very deep.
I mean, sometimes you can be experiencing success and there, you know, you don't know that you're all of a sudden the target of other people.
Yeah.
That they, you know, whether they don't think you deserve it or they think they deserve it, or they're just jealous, whatever they're going through, I think it's important to not take it personally because you didn't cause that. That's someone else going through their thing. And, you know, maybe even meet with them and say, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Or, you know, just you've got to, and stop bragging. Don't brag. that definitely, if you know that there's jealousy around you, it's important not to do that. You know, see if you can even help other people. I mean, don't rub it in. That's part of the problem, is I think there are some people that like to make other people jealous.
Oh, yeah.
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 You didn't think of that?
No.
Yeah, I know somebody like that. That's what I mean. I'm sorry. She's just.
I'm sure that I know people that are like that too. Oh, this award that's on my wall. Oh, that old thing.
Well, there are people. Yes.
Yeah. You know, there's awards
like name droppers.
Right.
Yeah. There's awards that are kind of fake. Yeah. Like right. I remember. I have a girlfriend. Hopefully she's not listening. Anyway, she won the Entrepreneur of the Year. I forget who was giving the award.
Yeah.
But you had to apply and you had to pay and you know.
Yeah.
And I also just recently read that doctors to get on those lists. Same thing that they have to pay.
And
actually, I was at a doctor's office yesterday and I saw he had one of those paid for.
What'd that cast you? Did you ask him?
Oh, my God.
No, I just, you know, had
an interview. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, look, it's not a horrendous thing. You know, I personally wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
We didn't pay for our bestsellers. We actually... on that legitimately. But anyway, you know, it's just what people do. So
yeah.
I think, you know, if you feel jealous, mm-hmm. you got a little work to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think that's a great opportunity to take an inventory for yourself. You know, what's happening here? What are the mm-hmm. facts? What's their part? What's my part? And what are my options? Because I think very often, as you're saying, the things that we're jealous of, we really would want for ourselves. So maybe there's something you need to be doing on your own behalf
mm-hmm.
to further enhance your life.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I think that's interesting, because jealousy to me is also kind of like resentment. Mm-hmm. And it hurts you. Mm-hmm. That's the other mm-hmm. part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, it's taken me a long time. I'm an old lady now. It's taken me a long time to really understand that kind of acidic, mm-hmm. holding a grudge, feeling jealous, envying someone's position, it's bad for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a normal human
very normal.
Feeling. So it happens.
Yeah.
I don't experience it that much in life, but mm-hmm. when I do, you know, it's just a human.
It's mm-hmm. human.
It's yeah. You know, it's like anger and, yeah. you know, all the others. So, you know, you just, I think it's a clue that there are some things you can do. But just be careful for those of you that you find other people jealous of you, that you're not making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
I know. I just thought of someone who I remember two individuals who were colleagues, and I remember one of them was like that. She everything was always so great in her life, always wonderful, amazing, mm-hmm. incredible, and the other one was just like, "Will you shut up?"
Yeah.
Because it got tiresome for her.
You know, when right. we first talked about jealousy today, we also talked about the fact that sometimes a mentor, you may get more yeah. successful than a mentor or a
yeah.
teacher.
Yeah.
And that sometimes there's jealousy in there.
Yeah.
And that's
that's really awful.
I've actually seen that too often, the mentor mentee thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, mm-hmm. because by the time the mentee is starting to launch, the mentor could be later in their career yeah. mm-hmm. in a way. And so then you're jealous not just of their capability, but of their youth and their sure. promise and all the opportunities that they may have that you feel you're done or you're, you yeah. know what I mean? You don't have the same access to.
And because we're in the helping profession and we help people succeed every day, mm-hmm. you know, I've learned that the happier you are for other people,
mm-hmm.
just the happy, you know, the better,
genuinely happy.
Yeah, the better you all do. And also just because somebody is succeeding beyond you, that's not necessarily your path. Your path mm-hmm. is something else. So mm-hmm. to genuinely enjoy other people's success, I think is not easy for many people, but I think it's the way to go.
I think it's a great practice. Maybe yeah. that's what we should say. Practice being happy for other people's success. Mm. That's going to sound so obnoxious. I know.
But I think it's true. You want to be happy for other people. Their yeah. path, their lives are not yours.
Yeah. yeah.
So you can't think, well, somebody has something. Oh, I want, you know, I'm mad at them because they have it. They have a completely different life than you. They sure. may have things in their life that you'd be grateful you didn't have.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's part of the sharing economy or something, that we all have to be happy for each other.
Well, I'm going to use one yeah. more platitude, which I love because I think it's so true, and it's compare and despair.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? If you go down that road, you're not going to have a happy ending.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake to compare. My mother used to always say this thing to me. She would say, you know, if 1,000 people threw their shoes in the middle of the room, they would still go back and take their own.
Uh-huh.
Because we all, you know, have a life that's created for us,
yeah,
not for anybody else.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I never knew what the hell she was talking about. I was like, what? Like, I didn't really understand it. But now I do.
Even if I didn't like my shoes anymore. Yeah,
exactly. If they don't fit.
Shoes are worn, dirty.
All right, anyway. Thelma, yeah. She was a wise
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, she had some others that didn't really fit. That one, I
that
think.
That one, I like that one. That one works. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. We wish you a good day and minimal jealousy.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.